No hair so small but has its shadow.
It's night. The moon is bright. Jack has just seen a unicorn. More than that, he felt the touch of the unicorn's horn.
It's as though I were touched by a god. I feel like I've been opened up. I know I shouldn't think like this, but I wonder how long before I begin to close up again. I remember hearing that music in the maze long ago. And I've heard it in that abandoned city I came upon in the fourth tower. It always appears to be coming from somewhere far away, a place I can never reach.
Jack approaches the temple ruins with its seven pillars in a circle. Once again, he sees someone dancing in the moonlight. Only this time, she is dancing in the air, high above the temple ruins.
It's as though she's being held up by strings. Amazing.
But just as he reaches the temple, the music stops. For a moment, she hangs there, suspended in the air. Jack suddenly realizes what is about to happen. He leaps forward and just barely catches Evie as she drops from the sky and into his arms.
Oh, God, Evie. How was I able to catch you? Oh, you're asleep. Or tranced out. Oh, does this mean I have to carry you all the way back to the mansion again? Oh, boy.
But he's surprised to find that she appears to be quite light.
Oh, we both feel so light that, well, it's like I'm walking on the moon.
And so, with Evie in his arms, Jack lopes back to the mansion. He's beginning to feel that perhaps this strange energy isn't so bad after all. But as he steps through the door...
I knew it!
Lady Pompon...
From now on, Poodles will be locked in her room every night.
Why? What was she doing that's wrong?
Dancing at that pagan temple in the middle of the night.
Look, you just can't keep her locked up.
Poodles is my responsibility.
Yeah, but you're treating her as though she were a child.
She is not fully developed.
She looks pretty developed to me.
I meant developed mentally.
Well, she's intelligent. She's intuitive and she's heavy.
Poodles has the mind of a child.
Well, she's just not experienced.
Experienced in what?
In life. She's being smothered.
Smothered? And by whom?
I think you're being overly protective.
I am going back to bed.
Give her a chance to breathe.
I have no interest in continuing this ridiculous conversation.
Well, Evie, looks like she'll be locking you in at night.
It's okay.
Is it?
There's a secret panel in my room. I've been using it to get out.
Oh, so you just heard everything.
Mm-hmm.
Look, can I set you down somewhere?
I'm very comfortable, thank you.
Yeah, but I'm not. My arms are starting to give out. Here, how about this sofa?
Okay.
There. Well, I'm going to bed.
Isn't this old mansion wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is alive. It's shimmering. It's magical.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, good night, Evie.
Night, Jack. And thanks.
Oh, anytime. Oh, God, what am I saying?
Jack immediately falls into a deep sleep. In his dream, he's moving through a mist. He's running with such ease, such joy. Ahead is what appears to be a blank wall. A wall of nothingness. But as he approaches, the wall becomes transparent. He can see vague shapes on the other side. He increases his pace. The wall is coming closer and closer until he suddenly leaps into the air and into the ghostly, moon-washed night of Inverness. Before him is a circle of stones. Seated on a fallen megalith is a man. He walks up to him and then slowly lowers his head until the tip of the golden horn that extends from his forehead descends downward and touches the man's chest. There's a burst of energy that flows both ways, and he and the man awaken.
Oh. Incredible.
But the night isn't over. He falls back to sleep and has another dream.
Jack.
A wispy form is hovering above his bed. It slowly descends and gently touches his forehead, his cheeks, his lips, his neck. And then, it's morning.
A peacock has too little in its head and too much in its tail.
The sun is shining, the birds are singing. It's a lovely spring morning. Jack hops out of bed. He fondly pats the stuffed giraffe's neck that extends across his room. He slips on his riding breeches. Riding breeches?
Well, since all my clothes were taken and this is what they left me, what the heck?
With a smile on his face, he bounds down the winding staircase.
Coffee, here I come.
And out into the bright sunlit patio, where he's greeted by looks of astonishment.
Oh, good morning, everyone. What? Wait a minute, is something wrong? What? Oh, I know. It's my riding breeches, right? Is that it? Is that what's so funny?
Where did
what?
You...
What?
Did you go last night?
I went to bed. Why?
Whose bed?
Mine. What is this?
Evie, do you have a mirror?
Yes.
Could you hold it up so Jack can see himself?
See what?
Here.
Oh, why is everybody... Oh, my God. Lipstick? How did my face get covered with lipstick? Look, I don't understand this. I had a wonderful sleep last night.
I'll bet you did.
No, by myself. Just me and all those stuffed heads and that damn gold mask.
What?
A painted mask was left in my room. But this isn't paint on my face, it's lipstick.
Ooh, la la.
Oh, stop. Come on, does anybody have a...
Tissues, of course, darling.
Oh, stop it.
You have some pleasant dreams, Jack.
Yes, I did. Now, thank you. You know, with these hollow walls in this house, any one of you could have come in and painted these lips all over my face. It's
they
true.
They weren't painted.
No.
They're real.
Yeah, but who... I mean, who would have done such a... All right. Can I have some coffee, please?
You missed a spot.
I did?
On your ear.
Oh, great.
Here, I'll do it.
Thanks. Ow, take it easy. Oh, not so rough.
Rubbed the wrong way, Jack.
Very funny. Yeah, right.
Bye, lover.
Oh, stop.
Hold on. I guess my day is beginning. Coming, Auntie.
I got a vamoose.
Ciao, Bella.
Well, Madame Trump knows.
Yes, Jack.
Last night, I saw it. The unicorn.
No.
And I didn't dream it. I actually saw... Well, actually, I did have a dream, but that was later when... Anyway, it was incredible.
Which? The dream or the dream reality?
Well, both.
Well, tell me about it.
It was at the Circle of Stones. The moon was almost full, and I heard something approaching. I could see the grass being parted, but I couldn't actually see what was approaching. And then it just suddenly exploded out of nowhere, like bursting through a membrane. And it came skidding to a stop right in front of me. It looked at me, and then it lowered its head. And then it leaned forward. And with the tip of its horn, it touched my heart. And then it was gone.
And the dream. Well, the dream you had.
Oh, well, I sort of relived the whole thing. Only in my dream, I saw everything from the eyes of the unicorn.
Oh.
It was as though I were in its mind, or its body, or I was the unicorn. I'm not sure. I could feel myself running toward a sort of blank nothingness, and then leaping through it and into this dimension. And I came to a halt right in front of a man seated on a rock. That man was me. I was actually seeing myself sitting there. And when the unicorn, touched his heart, I felt an incredible surge of white light that passed through me to him and back again.
Yes, yes.
And that's it. Both the dream and the dream reality. Do you have any idea what it all means?
Do you?
Hmm.
Take these. Shuffle them, Jack.
Ah, your Celtic tarot.
Oh, I believe that over the coming days, you may find your point of view has changed somewhat.
My point? Or the unicorn's?
We shall see. Cut the cards. Now, what may take some effort on your part is you have to allow change to happen naturally. Don't resist. Don't stand in its way.
Standing in the way of my own light.
Exactly. When you first came here, so many years ago, you were free. Free of responsibilities. And naive and open to possibilities. But now, with the passing of your aunt, you've taken on a great responsibility.
Yes, Inverness.
And now, you must continue with what you had begun so long ago.
What was that?
Ah, the tower.
The fourth tower of Inverness.
There is something within that tower, something you must seek.
I could never find the source of that jukebox.
Is that important?
You know, it's not. Not anymore.
Oh, so perhaps there is something else within that you shall seek. Interesting.
What is?
There is someone who needs you.
Within the tower?
Yes.
Who?
It's not clear. Has the tower appeared to you recently?
Yes, a couple of times.
But you had no interest in exploring other levels within the tower.
You know, just trying to solve the mysteries here is keeping me busy enough.
Is that an answer to my question?
Look, every time I've gone in there, I've almost gotten killed.
You still have an answer.
Well, the answer is no. I have no desire to go back there.
You have or you had?
What do you mean?
The events of last night, they've changed you, but you don't see it.
You know, when I came here first, all those years ago, I was young, adventurous, and I guess pretty foolish.
And now you are mature, unadventurous, and still foolish.
Yes, I guess you could put it that way.
Oh.
What?
The 60s were a significant time for you.
Well, there was a lot happening, yeah.
The 60s happened in another century, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, so maybe it's time to leave the 60s behind.
You may be right.
Your encounter with the unicorn occurred at a circle of stones. See, the Celts had a respect for the circle. It is one of the oldest and most powerful symbols. You see, the world is a circle, so is the sun and the moon. Always respect the mystery, Jack.